And we've got a special guest in the studio this morning, Jim Burns. You got to turn that thing to you. It won't stay. It won't stay. Just get it there close to you.
All right, we're in there.
You're in the range right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Well, so far so good. It's still early to tell yet, but
No, man. Day's halfway over. What are you talking about?
That depends on who you're talking to, but. I'm alive and I'm feeling good, and it's good to be here in Texas.
That's good, man. That's good. So you guys played where? Pivo's last night?
Yes.
Pivo's Ice House?
Yes, we had a great time down there. They treated us really good, and you know, we're ready for more Texas action here in at the Hunt Store tonight.
The Hunt Store, that's right.
Sir.
Where else are you going to play? Are you got any other Texas gigs?
I think that will conclude our Texas festivities, and then we're off to Louisiana, I think, the next night.
Okay.
I'll have to check my book to see exactly where that's going to be.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, one more night here in Texas, and
all right,
we'll soak up as much as we can.
Well, and it's, I'm sure you got, how was the weather last night over there? Was it bad?
Because,
I mean,
we, you know,
you finally cleared off here early morning yesterday, mid-morning, I guess.
Well, we got out of, we left out of Cincinnati on Tuesday, and like, and it did not stop raining until we got to, I think, Waco, and it was like freezing rain. And we were hoping we'd catch some the warmer Texas weather down here, but we have yet to find it.
This has been an unusually cold. Now, I'll tell you what, though. Earlier in February, we had 75, 80-degree days, you know.
We're just a little bit too late.
Yeah, well, and it's going to hit mid-50s here today, so it'll be nice.
Well, that'll give us something to look forward to.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sun will be out. It'll be good stuff.
Something to break the chill.
Excellent, yes.
Terrence.
Yes.
What is your deal in this thing?
Well, at present, I'm a documentary filmmaker, and I'm following this young man's rise to stardom.
All right.
So I've been following him actually for a couple of years. I've been getting bits and pieces of him here and there, and getting video for him, trying to put together a sort of like a little documentation of everywhere he's been, and hopefully everywhere he's going.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I like that. The boss man, looking around and seeing what's going on in here. Well, cool. So when are you, how long are you going to follow him before you start putting some stuff together, huh?
Well, I figure follow him until the money runs out. I don't like anything else.
A little bit longer left.
Yeah. Definitely for the next couple of days, that's for sure.
All right. Very good. So you're going to be taking some footage of... the show tonight out at the Hunt Store?
Yep, we got some good footage last night out of Pivo's, which is a great place.
I've not been there yet, but I will be on the 25th for the big Lone Oak Fest.
Yeah, it's pretty a pretty cool place. People there are friendly, and we had a real good time, real good crowd.
Oh, good. Well, I have got some recorded stuff of yours, and I'll even give you the option of what we play first here.
All right. Well,
our friend Bridget London hooked me up yesterday. What did I do with it? Let's see. I've got the Speed of the Sound of Loneliness and No Sign of My Baby.
Okay.
So I'll let you tell me which one.
Well, we can do No Sign of My Baby is one I wrote. Speed of the Sound of Loneliness is an old John Prine song we redid. You take your pick.
All right.
Flip a coin there.
Well, then let's do it. We've got one queued up here that is entitled Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. It is Jim Burns on the road show this morning. Let's give it a listen, shall we? My mistake. I messed it up. So let's do it again.
You come home late, you come home early. Home big when you're feeling small. You come home straight, you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. So what in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the spirit. loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Well, I got a heart that burns with a fever, and I got a worried and jealous mind. Well, how can a love that lasts forever get left so far behind? So what in the world's come over you? Or what in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run.
Show this morning, Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. Sorry for the false start there, but we got that taken care of. 7:31. Jim, how long have you been doing this, man?
Well, off and on for a while now, but I guess I first got my guitar around 15, 16, and started listening to, you know, Willie and Waylon, Merle Haggard, guys like that, and, you know, started tinkering around with writing my own stuff, but you know, so I guess, you know, I'll be 36, 37 this year, so I've invested quite a few years into it so far.
So that was when you knew what you wanted to do, when you got your guitar? I mean, at what point did you say, you know what, I'm not going to tackle a convention here. I'm going to go out and do what I want to do.
Well, you know, as anybody else had, you know, I've held regular jobs where you punch time clocks and work 50, 60 hours a week. And it just didn't have the same rewarding feeling that you get when you, you know, play some songs and, you know, people find enjoyment in that. And, you know, and that's what I like about it, you know, just sharing genuine country music with everybody.
I like it. I like it a lot. The whole deal to me, and it's what is rewarding to me, is to see guys in your age group that have a deep, abiding love and respect for the music, because what the ivory towers are trying to force feed us is so hard to take. And I liken it to what was on top 40 radio in the mid-60s for the most part, you know, just really sugary and sweet and
right,
useless.
Right.
And you know, it seems like the songwriting in Nashville has just gone over the top bad. And it's just dumbed down so much.
Don't even get me started.
And it's just, you know, I've always said, well, since it became an issue of what was taking place, I've always said that they were dealing to the lowest common denominator. You know, people who just don't like to think or can't think for themselves.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah. I can't tell you the last time I've listened to, you know, regular country radio.
Oh, no. No, I won't.
You know.
The only time I hear it is if I'm In a parking lot somewhere, and somebody drives by and their window's down, they've got it playing. You know, that's the only time I ever hear it. Even in radio business, you know, it is incumbent upon us to know what other stations in the area are doing. But man, there's a couple of stations here that I've set my radio where they will not even stop on their signals when I hit C.
Oh, that's the way to do it. There's a line in one of my songs I wrote, you know, all we play is country music, so don't ask for nothing else, but it ain't the kind you hear on the radio. You know,
exactly.
And people ask me what I play, you know, in my hometown, you know, well, we play pretty much the opposite of what you hear on the radio as far as country goes. Cause country is such a loose term these days that
right.
when you tell somebody country music, right. you know, that can mean a wide... Right. variety of things.
Well, and I kind of like what Dale Watson did. He kind of narrowed the scope with the Ameripolitan thing.
Sure.
You know, to incorporate a sound of different musical genres, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the sound. To
right.
me, it's the sound. You know, it's the stuff that holds some traditional roots.
Yeah, and I think it's an attitude, too. You know, I tell my guys in the band, you know, I mean, you can play all the right notes, but, you know, it's a state of mind, you know, it's a feeling, you know, it's an attitude, and you know, that's the way I look at it.
I like it a lot.
Yes, sir.
I see you brought your guitar.
Well, you know.
You want to play something for me?
Sure.
All right.
You want to hear something?
Yeah, I want to hear something.
What? All right.
That's what this is all about.
Oh, okay.
Look here. The Little Martin.
All right. Well, here's one I wrote. It's the title track from our new album, which is available on iTunes, too, if anybody wants to check that out. But it goes like this. We're playing long-haired country boy at the Hitchin' Pole Saloon. It's gonna be a hell of a Friday night. There's a pyramid of beer cans on the table in the bar. I'm pretty sure those drunks are gonna fight. Well, there's whiskey in our glasses and thick smoke fills the air. And all the lights turn way down low. Well, all we play is country music, so don't ask for nothing else. But it ain't the kind you hear on the radio. Well, the band is good and we're a little loud, but it sounds just right to me. I'm thinking that the crowd is out of hand. This is what I see from where I stand. But what a way to make a living, oh, out here on the road. I can't believe that I am still alive. Well, those whiskey nights and neon lights, I'm lucky if I get paid. But it's the only way that I know to survive. Well, the band is good and we're a little loud, but it sounds just right to me. I'm thinking that the crowd is out of hand. This is what I see from where I stand. This is what I see from where I stand.
All right. Mighty nice.
Thank you.
Man, so tell me about the guitar.
Oh, wow. This is a Martin N20WN. Martin Guitars came out with a Willie Nelson Signature Series guitar, I guess back in 98-99, the 30th anniversary of Willie's, which I think he got in 69.
Okay.
And I've kind of collected autographs on it through the years. The very first person that I let sign it was Willie, of course. And you know, Pootie Locke is on there.
We were
talking about him earlier.
Right.
George Jones, Earl Scruggs.
Marty Stewart, I see.
Miranda Lambert.
Oh, okay. It looks like Marty Stewart from here.
Yeah. Okay. Gary Allen, Kid Rock, Jackie King, Jamie Johnson. You know, just people I come across on the road.
That is excellent. Is that Coe there, David Allen Coe?
David Allen Coe, yeah. Uh-huh. We opened up for him a couple summers ago.
All right.
Pauline Reese is uh-huh. on there. She's
yeah.
a Texas.
Texas gal?
Yes,
bet.
Sure. So.
When you first started playing, did you start out with a nylon string guitar?
Believe it or not, I did. You know, I started singing, and somebody said, hey, you sound a lot like, you know, Willie Nelson. I was like 14, 15 at the time, growing up in southwestern Ohio. And my first question was, you know, who is Willie? And I just started listening, and just I pretty much learned how to play guitar by listening to old Willie Nelson stuff. You know, that's how I got started, you know. And
the neck on that guitar is so wide, man.
It is. Golly. And I've just always loved the sound of it. And it's just got a nice, warm, mellow sound.
Yeah.
And it's different, and I like being different.
You never see anybody playing
a
nylon string guitar.
I love it. I wouldn't play anything else.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, I tell you, my hands aren't big enough to play a guitar of that, a neck of that width. I prefer a little old, the smaller the better.
Yeah, you know, I can pick up a regular, you know, acoustic guitar, and, you know, it throws me way off from being so used to this.
But, yeah, I've got a 12 string in my office that I don't play very often, simply because I'm just so used to playing a regular 6 string guitar.
Right.
And, I mean, it's sitting in there, and we'll pick it up every once in a while and mess around with it, but
yes, sir.
I've got a lot of appreciation for a guy who can take one of those things and make it sing.
Well, I've got a long way to go.
So you're playing tonight. Jim Burns is our guest in the studio, and Terrence, the filmmaker, the docudrama guy. You're playing tonight at the Hunt Store. Show 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, what'd they tell you?
It's very early here. I'm thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of 7.
But, okay. Steak night tonight. You guys are going to eat well, that's for sure.
I will make sure I get in on that, for sure.
Shrimp and grits, you might want to look into.
That sounds like a good item there.
No. This is a full entree, brother.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, it is it's all there.
I may have to get amazing. In on that, then.
Well, yeah, you get whatever you want, because they do all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, axis steaks, axis deer steaks, and things like that. So
we'll follow your lead, then.
Yeah, steak night tonight out at the Hunt Store, and these guys are going to be, Jim is going to be performing. Why don't you get down and give us another one?
I suppose we can do that.
All right, I like it. Jim Burns, ladies and gentlemen.
When our love was new, I never thought that it would end. And now I'm sad and blue, and I've lost my only friend. All good things must have an end. At least that is what they say. I won't find love like that again. Why did you have to go away? And as I watch you walk away, well, my world comes crashing down. Left without a word to say. A breaking heart don't make a sound. Well, I think perhaps that I was meant to be alone, but without you by my side, oh, this house just ain't a home. And as I watch you walk away, well, my world comes crashing down. Left without a word to say. My breaking heart don't make a sound. Left without a word to say. My breaking heart don't make a sound.
Oh, nice. The signature Willie lick there at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. I like it too much, man.
Thank you very much.
It just, you know, the whole thing that, and Bridget London will tell you this about me. She said, you know, the fact that, because Bridget and I go back probably maybe 8 years or so, eight or mm-hmm. 9 years, I guess. And my whole deal is I like it stripped down. I like it bare bones. I like it raw. And the overproduction of music is a travesty in my estimation. You know, I just can't deal with it. Again, that goes back to a lot of that lowest common denominator stuff, you know. But I just really enjoy an artist and their instrument of choice. And even if it's just their voice with, you know, someone else playing accompaniment. Sure. But it's nice to see somebody that is that gets it, you know.
Well, thank you so much. That's probably the nicest compliment I've ever received.
Well, Bridget and I think a lot alike when it comes to music. She and I are, you know, she's like a little sister to me. And mm-hmm. But we have had a lot of great conversations through the years about music and artists. And she has sent me stuff that I've listened to, and I've questioned her sensibility,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she'll say, listen to it again. And there have been several times that has happened, and I have always found some value in it. So, I mean, it's amazing to me that she knows me well enough to say, you're going to like this. You've got to listen to it.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, we've listened to, and it's like Dallas Moore Band.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that I had heard of theirs that had been recorded had prepared me for what I saw and heard the first time I saw them live.
Sure.
And, you know, I was absolutely just blown away. I said, where is all this on the record? You know, and then what happens? Dark Horse Rider comes out.
Right.
And it's all on the record.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is as close as what you could be a live recording in a studio to me.
Yeah, I think people appreciate that too, you know, when they buy a record and, you know, they're able to go out and hear the band that sounds like what they heard on the record.
Amazing,
know?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I've had conversations with kids, and I said, when you go in the studio, I said, don't pull a bunch of tricks. Don't ever pull a bunch of tricks. Go in there, because if somebody comes out to see you, or somebody buys your record, then they come out to see you and it doesn't sound like the record, you've lost them.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost them.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Jim Burns, our guest this morning. Time we're here on the road show. We've got Jim Burns playing tonight at the Hunt Store. Jim, give us one more here, can you?
All right. Let's see. Here's another one I wrote a while back. Another lonely Saturday morning. There's no smell of coffee in the air. And one side of my bed is unusually cold today. And there's no sign of my baby anywhere. There ain't no makeup on the sink. There ain't no panties on the floor. There's no lotion, soaps, or powders like there'd always been before. There ain't no smile on my face. There ain't no comb in through my hair. There's no sign of my baby anywhere. Well, I once thought we'd be happy forever. And what a wonderful life we would share. Now there's a hole in my chest where my heart used to be. And there's no sign of my baby anywhere. There ain't no makeup on the sink. There ain't no panties on the floor. There's no lotion, soaps, or powders like there'd always been before. There ain't no smile on my face. There ain't no comb in through my hair. There's no sign of my baby anywhere. And there's no sign of my baby anywhere.
All right. Man, I like that. I like it.
Thank you.
Jim Burns, folks, you can catch him tonight out at the Hunt Store. Going to be performing around 7 o'clock or so. And what are you, 3 hours, bro? 2 hours, 3 hours?
Somewhere in that neighborhood, okay. I'm sure.
As long as folks are out there.
Until they kick me out of there.
There you go.
I'll be in there. So.
And you're going to love the drive out to Hunt. It's beautiful. You're going to run along the Guadalupe River all the way out there, and just beautiful out
awesome.
There. Yeah, you're going to really
great.
Enjoy that. And I look forward to seeing you guys out there tonight. I guess pretty much going to do it for me here this morning. Jim Burns, thanks, man. I know it wasn't easy for you guys. Terrence, thank you guys.
Thank you.
No, it wasn't easy for you guys to get here this morning, and I do appreciate the fact that y'all did get here.
Well worth it. We're so honored to be here.
Absolutely.
Cannot thank you.
Well, I'm honored to have you guys. I mean, I really, that's what I like so much about this last Honky Tonk Music Series. It's full of guys like you who get it, you know, and Bridget has done an amazing job getting all this thing put together and getting
really
folks
has.
Routed out around the country. So we look for hopefully to have you guys back here. Don't be strangers. The door's always open.
Well, we will take you up on that.
All right, very good. Well, we'll see y'all tonight out at the Hunt Store. Until then, have a great weekend. Adios.
Thank you.
Amarillo, San Antone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.